You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Andrea is from Canton. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good. I'm excited.
Yes. Well, we're excited that you're listening. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. So we have five pop culture trivia questions. You score more right than Kennedy, and you'll win yourself $100, okay?
All right.
She has stepped into that soundproof studio that we call the Deathly Hallows. She's got 2,037 wins, 188 losses. Don't tie her because that's a loss for you. Question number one. Pharrell is 45 today. Pharrell made headlines everywhere at the Grammys a few years back for wearing what accessory that was very large?
A hat.
Question number two. Ed Sheeran and Russell Crowe once drank bourbon out of Johnny Cash's Grammy Award.
That seems fun.
Who played Johnny Cash in the 2000 film Walk the Line about his life?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Question number three. James Cameron says Steven Spielberg bought the rights to Jurassic Park just a couple of hours before he could, and that he would have made it much nastier. Basically, it would have been more about like the Aliens movie. Very gross, apparently. Which of them has more Best Director Oscars?
James Cameron.
Question number four. Today is National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Oh, yeah.
Annie says that because she's on 2 hours of sleep or 4 hours of sleep.
Not even.
Which U.S. city is most well known for deep dish pizza?
Chicago.
Question number five. The original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, finally got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What is the name of Wonder Woman's weapon that when wielded, whoever has it cannot lie, has it around them?
It's not a W's.
But I know, it was a lot. That's
the lasso of truth.
There you go. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! I love how you picked up on that quickly.
Alliteration.
Yeah, lots of alliteration in that question, Dan. Well, you know what's funny is, so I don't read the questions out loud until we're on the air. So I read them in my head, and they sound
you
one
way.
Yeah, I weed them in my head. And then when you read them on the air, sometimes they sound different. Andrea got four out of five correct, Kennedy.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
Question number one. These are very difficult questions. Pharrell is 45 today. He made headlines everywhere at the Grammys a few years back for wearing this very large accessory. What was it?
A hat.
1-1. Question number two. Ed Sheeran and Russell Crowe once drank bourbon out of Johnny Cash's Grammy Award. Mm. Who played Johnny Cash in the 2000 film Walk the Line?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Tied at two. Question number three. James Cameron says Steven Spielberg bought the rights to Jurassic Park just a couple of hours before he could, and that he would have made it much, much nastier, more like an Aliens movie, but with dinosaurs, apparently. Which of them has more Best Director Oscars?
Cameron. Dang it.
He has one. Spielberg has two.
That's it?
That's what I'm told.
Wowzers.
You both got that one wrong, so we're tied at two. Question number four. Today is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. Which U.S. city is most well-known for deep dish pizza?
Chicago.
Tied at three. Going to the final question, Kennedy.
Gino's East, not Giordano's. Just saying.
Yeah, Gino's East all the
right.
way.
The original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, finally got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What is the name of Wonder Woman's weapon that when wielded, whoever has it in their grasp cannot lie?
Magic lasso.
It is called the lasso of truth. Oh. Kennedy, you don't get the win. How about a big round of applause for Andrea, who does get the win?
Yay!
Nice job, Andrea. You just got yourself $100. Also, I have a pair of tickets to see On Your Feet, which tells the story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan coming to America to become stars. On Your Feet at the Boston Opera House, April 17th through the 29th. Tickets available at LexisBroadwayInBoston.com.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing, Kennedy.
Yep.
What would you like to say to Andrea?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Eastie, and I can't beat Andrea.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.